I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Trump administration is rescinding the controversial Waters of the USA, or WOTUS rule, part of the Federal Clean Water Act. Colorado is among 25 states that won injunctions blocking the WOTUS rule, claiming it interfered with state sovereignty. The Clean Water Act set up a structure to regulate pollution discharge into water and included definitions like ephemeral and dry features. Colorado Politics reports those include things like gullies and washes, which are just about everywhere in the state, as well as temporary water features that run wet in the spring and dry the rest of the year. EPA Acting Administrator for Water Dave Ross explains the categories of jurisdiction under the proposed changes.
We have come up with a definition that is basically, if it looks like a stream and it flows to a traditional navigable water in a typical year, it's in. Things like ephemeral drainages or features that only flow after rainfall, those will be clearly excluded. There are a few ditches that we think are important, the ones that, like the Erie Canal, things like that, that carry commerce, those are clearly in. Or if a ditch has been built in another water. But other than that, most ditches are out. Most agricultural ditches, most roadside ditches. Also have new categories for lakes and ponds. The wetlands that touch other waters in the United States are located fairly close to those big waters that communicate through surface water connection in a typical year. Those waters are in. Wetlands that are out on the landscape, isolated, those we believe are best left to the states to regulate.
A 60-day comment period will begin once the rule is formally published.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.